Oh, I had mules, horses, Jackson, stable horse, everything.
What, did you have a fenced in place around the barn where they could walk around?
Yeah, I had a big lot around the barn. Mm-hmm. Had a lot above the barn, a lot on the other side of the barn, mm-hmm. Well fenced.
What about the animals that you keep for food?
We kill a good many hogs in them there. We keep them, put them up and feed them, you know, and fatten them for about 6 or 8 weeks before we kill them.
Where would you put them up in?
We'd make a small pen, make a little small pen that they could just turn around in, put them up in there and feed them for about 8 weeks. They'd get so fat they couldn't stand up. Before we kill them.
Mm-hmm. And a place nowadays where you have a lot of milk cows and you'd sell the milk and butter.
Yeah.
You'd call that a big farm.
Dairy, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't fool with no cattle at all no more. I'm retired, all that.
You used to have good many cattle?
We used to have a bunch of cattle. We used to have 50, 60 head. But I had a heart attack, you know, and stayed in the hospital for 9 weeks.
Really?
I ain't fooling myself.
You had beef cattle or milk?
I had beef cattle. I had some with milk, too.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word dairy to have any other meaning besides that? Kind of farm?
No, because we didn't say, you know, sell no milk or nothing. We just milked enough for our own use. Mm-hmm. And we didn't ever think about it as being a dairy.
Mm-hmm. Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Would you believe it if I tell you that we had a cistern? We'd dump a jug of milk right tight and let it down in that cistern, that cool water. And when you drink, pull that cord and pull it up out of that cistern, it's just as cold as it could be.
Where did you used to keep potatoes and turnips and during the winter?
We'd pump them. Get out in the garden somewhere and pile them up in the pile, get pine straw and put them, maybe corn stalks and boards and put around them. Cover them up with dirt.
Uh-huh.
Just leave one little hole over and pull the board apart and pull potatoes out all along.
Uh-huh. What would you call that?
Pump.
Pump?
Mm-hmm.
What about turnips? Did you store them?
No, I never did food with storing up turnips. You could always pretty well raise turnips year round.
Where would you store them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you store them in the barn? Talk about
raising
corn. If you had a big area of corn planted,
yeah.
You'd call that a corn.
Corn field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
That'd just be a corn patch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a roasting field.
Or you what?
Roasting there for you. Maybe just have a few for roasting there.
Uh-huh.
And
what different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Most of it. Well, some had barbed wire fences. Good many had barbed wire, but a lot of had rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
Just old, get out in the woods and split oak rails and build a rail fence. Rail fences all over this country back then there.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of a fence that you could have around your yard or your garden? Little wooden fence.
Well, they had pickets, they called them. They'd get in the woods, everybody did, and ride.